From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today is Ben Fuller. He's out in support of a new EP out earlier this year called In Service to the Stars. Information is online at benfullermusic.com. Hello, Ben. Welcome to JPR.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having us.
And I guess welcome back to Oregon.
Yes, I spent a few years living in Portland, actually.
You are originally from where?
I moved around a bunch. So originally I was born in Southern California, moved out to the East Coast for a while and then back to Southern California and then ended up in Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe proper or Truckee or whereabouts exactly?
Lake Tahoe proper. Now I'm in Truckee.
Okay.
But I graduated high school in Lake Tahoe.
Does that make you either a skier or a ski instructor if you live in Truckee? It's just about everybody I've ever met from there does one or the other.
Yeah, a lot of us do, for sure. I'm a snowboarder and never got into teaching, just exploring myself.
Right on. What brought you to that area?
Originally, my parents moving around is what brought me there. And then I left for about 10 years, and I've been back for about 10 years. I love the environment. I'm a big hiker.
It's a beautiful place.
Biker, snowboarder, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Before we get too far along here, I do want to provide some roadmap for folks who might be interested in looking you up.
Mm-hmm.
There is another Ben Fuller.
There is another
out there
Ben Fuller.
Who makes country-oriented music.
Yep.
And it is very, very easy to mistake the two of you when just clicking on links.
Yes.
I think both of them have sort of Ben Fuller music. You know, it's formatted a little differently. How much of a pain has that been for you, booking gigs and, you know, trying to get your message out musically?
He's been in the game, you know, relatively recently. So it's just been the last couple years. And he is younger than I am and much better at social media and promoting himself, videos and all that stuff. So it's difficult sometimes.
Yeah. Have you considered, you know, just a different name, a performance name?
I have not.
Like Zeke or something along those lines. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we have it straightened out. Ben Fuller is my guest today, live in the studio. His new EP is called In Service to the Stars. You have brought help.
I have. This is Ryan Kanowski over here on the keyboards.
Welcome. And you've got a bit more than a keyboard. There's a laptop going on and all sorts of stuff. What are you guys going to play first for us today?
We are going to play a song off the album called First Time.
Fantastic. This is Ben Fuller, live at JPR.
And I'm afraid of the same misdirection. I've got to find another way. Body's telling me to find a new connection, but it's harder than it is to say. When we were young, all the fun that we had would always end up as a silly game. And now we fight it and it's hard to get excited when we're finally at the end of the day. Well, babe, it's the first time. Well, babe, it's the first time. I remember the first time. That I could tell when you're holding everything inside. And you've known me since I was a teen. It's hard to separate our lives. I wanna be the one that you can lean on any time you need a hand. And I can't hide from what I've got inside. I know it's in every man. Well, babe, it's the first time.
That is Ben Fuller playing live for us today here at Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the EP called In Service to the Stars. Information is at benfullermusic.com. So Ben, what first got you going in music?
I think my older brother is what really got me first going. He was a guitar player and a songwriter and singer. And his bedroom was right next to mine. He's 6 years older than me. And growing up, I'd fall asleep every night to him playing his guitar and singing.
And was it a typical thing where he was the big brother and you looked up to him and you wanted to emulate him?
It was, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
What kind of music was he playing or making?
He was into the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
So he was playing a lot of Dead and songs in that vein.
There are a lot of things in your music, a lot of different influences. One of them that features prominently in a number of songs is reggae.
Yes.
You kind of got that sort of island vibe going on.
Yes,
I love
reggae.
If I understand correctly, you've actually got another music project, right? Truth Cartel Music, that is a reggae project.
This is true. This is with Ryan here on keyboard.
How did that get started, and how do you balance the two and play reggae versus non-reggae?
It got started just because we both loved reggae, and that's kind of what brought us together musically.
Truckee, well known as a hotbed of reggae music.
Yeah, tourist town, you know. As far as the balance, it just depends on the situation. You know, I do a lot of my music kind of solo and more duo stuff. And the reggae, we do a lot of bigger band stuff, and it's a bigger sound, I think, in that way.
Do you bring horns into the mix too, or just
occasionally we bring horns in? Yeah,
cool,
for sure.
How long have you been out on the road touring?
This has been short tours. I did just, you know, maybe a week or so on the East Coast a few weeks ago, and then this is going to be another about week for now. I think there's going to be some more touring in end of September, October.
You've got young kids back home, right?
You got three children.
Is that some of the motivation to not be out on the road for lengthy tours?
It is, for sure. Yeah, I usually like to go out, you know, maybe a couple weeks at a time.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear another tune. What do you guys want to play next?
This one is called Now It's Gone.
Sleep at night, or do they hang by the feet in the daylight? Oh, oh, are they living in this world of fantasy? So much more to life than me, 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 me. Buying and selling all the information, that's how they stop the investigation. But they can't break away in the daylight, just waiting for midnight. It's getting harder and harder for me to believe that the first sin started with Adam and Eve. When men don't learn from history, you gotta break down, build up. I remember when the feeling was there, but now it's gone. How it's gone. I remember when the feeling was there, I'll fix my gaze into your eyes. Oh. Coming from the stars that we're all made up of, heading toward the light that you can't get enough of. Oh. Oh. In the light, out of the light, they make our choices. Don't hear our voices. But we're all to blame. We feed the flame. Look into my eyes. I look into your eyes. I remember when the feeling was there. but now it's gone.
That is Ben Fuller playing live for us today here at Jefferson Public Radio. The new EP is called In Service to the Stars, out earlier this year. BenFullerMusic.com, the place to go online. Is it an easy switch for you to go from the way we hear these songs on records to solo guitar with help on keys?
Usually it is, because that's usually how I write the songs, is just solo guitar. Okay, actually that song is one of the few songs I wrote on piano.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Initially.
Your website.
Yep.
Which is not that comprehensive, I will point out. We mentioned the social media thing earlier. Yep. You are not a rabid social media user. The website does make mention of a pretty significant event in your life in 2017.
Yes.
What happened?
I had a brain hemorrhage is actually what happened.
Caused by anything specific?
You know, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Really?
Yeah. Don't really know why it happened.
Wow.
Just, you know, woke up one morning, got out of bed and was super dizzy, and eventually went to the hospital and found out that I had a hemorrhage. Yeah. And that definitely, it made me, especially with three young kids, it made me think about life and you know, kind of in a different way, gave me a new perspective on life, for sure.
What were the symptoms for you, other than, I'm assuming, pain in the head and dizziness? And
yeah, I mean, mainly dizziness and just fogginess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was dizzy as if I was fall down drunk trying to walk down the hallway for a solid week, for sure.
Wow. How long did that really go on before you felt, quote-unquote, normal?
Before I felt normal, I mean, 8 months probably.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was able to function after a month or so, but it took a while for me to really feel normal.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How did it set you back in music?
You know what? I think it, in hindsight, it actually moved me forward. It set me back in the moment because I had to, you know, I had a bunch of gigs I had to cancel and could, you know, just singing kind of hurt my head a little bit. But after the fact, like I said, it gave me kind of a new perspective and, you know, I felt more invigorated songwriting and I think in hindsight, I think it helped me.
Have you found yourself writing a different kind of song following that? Or songs with a different kind of message maybe?
Yeah. I mean, maybe songs that are a little more hopeful, whereas in the past, maybe I'd fall to the depressing, and yeah, maybe that would be an example.
Been an awful lot of really good songs about the depressing over the years, though, right?
I tried for a long time to stay in that zone, for sure.
Now, were there, other than obviously parenting and trying to make a go of it, making gigs and writing songs and playing, were there other chores that just became too much of a burden while you were recovering?
Not particularly. I mean, just the day-to-day, you know? My wife definitely had to pick up a lot of slack. Lots of resting. I'd be in bed, you know, most of the day for a solid 6 weeks.
You feeling okay now?
I'm feeling good now. Yeah,
and
I'm
is there any long-term prognosis that is worrisome, or are you doing fine?
No, I'm doing fine. I am. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of learning stuff. You know, I've been seeing a chiropractor, and I'm thinking that it might have happened because of some spinal things. Yeah. And you know, so I'm learning about to not let it happen again.
Yeah, what a scary thing to have happen.
For sure.
Especially for a young guy who looks very, very fit.
Yes.
And lives in a place where you can take advantage of all of that.
Indeed. Yeah. And I thought I was super healthy and, you know, that would never happen to me, but.
And yet.
Yeah. It happened.
Well, I'm glad you're here in more ways than one.
Thank you.
Ben Fuller is my guest today at JPR. His new EP is called In Service to the Stars. BenFullerMusic.com, the website. And you got one more for us?
I do. We're going to do one from the reggae band Truth Cartel.
Cool.
Yes, this is one that Ryan and I wrote together. This is called Mother Earth.
The world could unite, but we can't find a leader. Mother is still alive, heart continue to beat her. Keep killing her softly and pointing the finger. And on and on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on. No, no need for the plight, there's no need for greed either. He shows us how now, we refuse to believe her. Seems like she needs love, but we're all just a cheater. And on and on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on. So I said to the stars at night, and your better hold on. Abandoned with life, still we choose to deplete her. Said brother, we'll fight. Sayonai, a believer. And on and on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. They all want the brass ring, but it's not one. They all want to be pigs, but they're not one. When they're sitting there picking in the hot sun, don't forget about what you forgot, one. That's right, mankind, we are all one. In conjunction with the mother of your son. Now you're sitting there acting like you just won. Well, in truth, you just showed us the long run. Brother, you're right. Maybe we do not need her. Have the time of your life. While you trample the weaker, she's the love of your life, and you never will meet her. And on and on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on. She's writhing in pain. Even see her, given you all now, you keep killing her creatures. She fights for your team while you sit in her bleachers. And on and on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on. Oh.
That is Ben Fuller, playing live here at Jefferson Public Radio, a tune from his other project called Truth Cartel Music. The new EP just out is called In Service to the Stars. You can find information at benfullermusic.com. Ben, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming by. Ryan, thanks for your help today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Eric.
JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.